From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
All right, gang, DM deep dive. Any of the DMs you send in to any of the KISS social accounts, Maria gets them and brings them to the radio.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Justin W. says, what is worse, looking for a parking spot in a busy parking lot or looking for a table in a busy food court? Yeah, this is tough.
See, with the busy food court, you have to assume that you already have your tray of food with you, and you want to find a perfect spot before your food gets cold. Although the busy parking lot is stressful. I'm going to say parking lot. I think I would find a seat in a food court faster than I would a spot in a very busy parking lot.
See, you should always find your table before you get your food.
What if you're alone, though?
If I'm alone, like, I'm typically not sitting. But like, I'll grab something and go.
So you would never go sit alone in a food court?
No.
No. Okay. But I agree with you. I think that one person. But what your food court, though, becomes options, right? Like, if you're with somebody, here's where it all starts to break down. If you're with somebody and you go to a food court, you find a table. If you both get up, you're going to lose that table.
100%.
So then one person has to stay while one person goes and gets their food. And then you got to come back and sit. And then the other person is going to go and find their food. Now, if you got your food first, are you waiting for the other person to get back?
I would wait.
Nope. I would wait.
I'm not waiting.
You know, I will say it depends on who I'm with. If I'm with a friend, I'm not waiting. If I'm with my partner, then I would wait.
Yeah. Or you decide, hey, I want from this place, you want from that place. Why don't you go and get from both places and just get them in takeout bags? And then, like, I'll transfer you after.
But then I got to wait in two lines, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but both ways, you're still waiting the exact same amount of time.
So one person's got to go wait in two lines?
Sure. I mean, I would do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, if someone said to me, hey, I want, like, I don't know, Mr. Greek.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of getting something from wherever else, then if I'm the one getting the food, I'll be like, yeah, no problem. I'll go wait in line.
The last time I went to a food court was like last week. The food court that I go to get my salad, I ordered in advance for pickup on Uber Eats. Arrive, grab, sit, done.
You can order from a food court on Uber Eats?
Some of them you can.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. What chaos that must be.
Yeah, there you go. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Brandon says, if all humans suddenly lost the ability to lie, what industry would collapse first?
Oh, government.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely the government. We would know everything, every single detail, like right away.
That, but I also would say the health and wellness industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because
medical,
I think there's a lot of, more so like, the protein bars and the protein powders and all that. I think there's a lot of companies that say they have clean organic ingredients and they really don't.
Okay. Like off the top of my head, the real estate industry.
Oh, sure. That's a really good one.
That would collapse so fast.
Why do you say that?
Because everything is inflated.
Yeah.
Right? Everything is an auction. Everything is inflated. Everything has damage. Agents are irrelevant in 2025, and yet they take their commission. Like, it's crazy. I would say legal as well. Law would collapse.
I would say the psychiatry industry.
Psychiatry industry would collapse.
What about the retail industry, if people really cared about, like, how their clothes got made and things of that nature?
I don't
like
think people do care, though.
Mm-mm. No. Because we kind of already know.
Yeah. I don't think people. What about policing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Boy.
You know? Like, that's a big one.
What about the WWE?
Immediately burnt to the ground.
No. Can't do that.
Right?
No. Burnt to the ground.
Yes. They don't lie to us now.
Everything. No, yes. Of course not.
So basically,
not.
We've named almost every industry.
Yes. The whole world. Everything.
Judging and figure skating.
Oh.
Wow. Pro sports just in general.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does what drugs?
Yes.
And how many times a week?
Pageants.
Ugh.
Heartbroken right there. All right, we got time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right, Ennis says, if you had to swap outfits with someone on the show today, who of the four others would each of you pick?
What are you wearing today, Shem? All black, everything again?
No, pause, man. Jeez.
No. Yeah, but black tee, black pants.
Black tee, black pants, white shoes.
All right, Maria, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing Jordans, leggings, and a Blue Jay sweater and a headband.
I want the Jordans, but what are you wearing today, Roz?
Linen pants. Super comfy.
And Maury?
I have my Wranglers, I have a Blue Jays t-shirt, and I have new glasses.
Okay. Sorry, Roz, linen pants, what kind of shirt is that?
It's just a button-up short sleeve.
All right. I think I would switch with... Frank, man, I really want Maria's Jordans, but I'm not going to wear her leggings.
You're not going to wear leggings?
No, but I want your Jordans so bad.
And they're nice, too.
What color are they?
Look, I'll show you them. They're... I'll take my shoe off.
Oh, my God, the AJ1 Lowe's? Okay, and I got to wear for a whole day?
Yeah, and the leggings.
Okay, I'll switch with Maria because I really want to wear those Jordans.
Maria, I have to ask a question right now. And I know that this is going to not be too appropriate for work. The sweater you're wearing right now, right?
Yeah.
Does it cover your bum with because you're wearing leggings?
If I pull it way down, yeah, but like not exactly. Like,
okay, so
you can see that hoodie, that sweater she's wearing, a Jay's one. Like, yeah. I'd rock that too.
I know this one. You have to wear her whole outfit.
It's a unisex sweater.
No, I'm wondering in order to wear those Jordans, you would have to walk around with your Ace in.
It doesn't cover the front.
In leggings all day, and it doesn't cover the front.
Like, you would have to really pull, and then it might ride up the minute you lift your hands.
I'm going to switch with Shem. Black tee, black pants. Okay? That's what I'm doing today. Roz, who are you switching with real quick?
Definitely Maria.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is how we do the DM deep dive. Keep those DMs coming in, and we'll talk about them every day. That was dope. Thanks, Maria.
You can have the Jordans. I just want the leggings.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. Once again, time for the DM deep dive.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Ray says, how many DMs do you guys get while doing the show? Do you check them or wait until the show is over?
I check my DMs almost every day, never during the show. It'll be at a time when I have like free time, usually at home, sometimes not every single day, and I will try my best to reply. Sometimes I bulk reply in like the summertime.
Yeah.
I wait like when we're on vacation.
Yeah.
And I will bulk reply. Like I'll just start going through and hitting reply, 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 reply.
Yeah, I think that we'll get I'll get DMs during the show. Do I check them? Only if it's like if I can see in the little preview if it's something that is relevant to what we're talking about.
Got it.
Because I've mentioned stuff before on the show where somebody has called in or somebody has DM'd me with like new info or I know that person or whatever it is, right? So you can always tell in the first little thing. But mostly this time of year, it's like I can just see long question. But I try and go through them over the weekend. I have actually stopped even looking at DMs, to be honest with you.
Really? Do you ever go in and just like hit delete?
No. I'll leave them there because within all of those, you'll sometimes find one that is somebody who needs help or somebody who you know.
Oh, I read them all.
But yeah, no, I still like I have unread DMs from months ago on here that I just
I go in and I read and all three set like the primary, the general, the requested.
You do.
I go through everything. Yeah. Maria, what do you do?
I have both accounts, like mine and Kiss account. I'm constantly kind of checking both. I usually typically won't answer my personal DMs until like the end of the show or like I'll kind of do a bulk at the end of the week. And then for Kiss, what I'll do is like I'll just collect the deep dives and then put them into like a folder. So it's kind of just like constantly doing that. But I don't check them every day. Like I'll usually check like the Kiss one like 4 times out of the week.
Right. Yeah.
Like here, look, this is my main account.
Okay.
Right? Here, look at all primary? Those are all unread.
Oh my God. And are those all like lawn related? Outdoor
no.
stuff?
No.
Oh, just stuff?
Yeah, just stuff.
All but right. that's, or that's when like, they like send you memes or yeah. other accounts mm-hmm. or anything
yeah.
like that?
I have unread messages from 4 weeks ago, but I, have, oh, okay. I probably yeah. have like 200, uh-huh. 300 maybe.
Okay.
That are unread. The first one's from my wife.
Oh no. The very first one?
Yeah.
Did she ever say, hey, did you see that DM I sent you?
No, I always get in trouble because I'll send her. We look at so much of the same stuff. And I'll send her the same meme that she would have sent me early in the morning.
Yeah.
I get in trouble for that a lot.
So have you just stopped sending memes?
No, I still do. I just stopped checking them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does she know that now, though?
I think she's getting the hint. But I did. But yesterday, I literally went through and I checked like 2 weeks worth of stuff that she sent me.
Yeah.
She sent me great stuff.
Hey, what, you double she's tap, really good like, at double heart?
It. Oh, on everything.
Yeah. But did you watch all of them?
I did. I watched most of them.
Good.
Because they're all cat stuff, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, whatever.
What else we got today, Maria?
All right. Steve says, how many times a day do you guys think you say the F-bomb in your head?
Oh, hundreds.
In my head?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Like hundreds, if not thousands.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like all the time.
Yeah. I mean, anybody else? Do you not say the F-bomb in your head?
I definitely say it in my head, but
I say
like
it
I
out
also
loud more.
Yeah, I think I say it out loud more than I say it in my head.
Yeah.
But I'm not like a big like if I'm gonna say it, I might just say it out loud.
Like, no, but
I don't
like
really
if you're
have
in the car, let's say, and then or you're thinking about something and you just like say it in your head, or did you?
Oh, if I'm driving by myself, sometimes you just have to say it out loud.
Yeah, all right.
I'll fully yell at someone out loud.
Let me ask everybody this because I realized I did this the other day.
Okay.
Do you have an internal sort of voice in your head that is you, but a version of you?
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Okay.
What?
So I realize that I like color commentary things in my life.
Give me an example.
In my head. So I was like cutting, and this I do this all the time. I was cutting an onion, right? And I go and I hit half the onion with the knife. And the other half flies off the cutting board. And as it was flying off the cutting board, hit the counter and like was heading to the floor, I caught it. And in my head, I was like, oh, what a last minute grab. Right? But I'll do that. Like if I'm walking through a door that's closing and I squeak right in. In my head, I'll be like, oh, we just made it.
Safe.
Yeah. Like, I sports commentary things in my life like I do all the time.
No, it's just my voice in my head. It's just like talking normal, whether it's like a happy conversation or I'm thinking about something that's getting me upset, then it's my angry voice. If I got to swear, it's my, you know.
No, my internal voice is a play-by-play guy.
Yeah, no. I will like, it'll be my voice, but it'll be like, if I did something silly, I'd be like, you idiot.
Yeah.
It'll be like that in the back
voice,
of your head.
Right?
Yeah.
Maury, if you're thinking of somebody else in your head, do you do their voice or is it all your voice?
It's all my voice.
It's all your voice.
Yeah. My internal voice says everything that I wish I could say out loud. You should hear my internal voice at home.
Interesting.
Like towards Matthew?
Sometimes.
Your husband, yeah.
Yeah.
Shem?
Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, that's my internal voice.
Oh, it's Jesus' voice?
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does Jesus sound like?
That's for me to know.
Oh, wow, damn. Really quick, Maria, time for one more DM, please.
All right. Sag says, I have heard that Shem was married before. Is he okay talking about it? How has he been doing since? I'm a new listener.
Before we get to your answer, Shem, Sag, thank you very much. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. Appreciate you listening. Go ahead, Shem.
Yeah, I got married in 2015. I got divorced in late 2017. And it ended because there was infidelity on her part and I walked in on it and that's how the relationship ended.
But also didn't she say that she was going home because she was homesick because she was American?
Yes.
And then so she moved out.
But
she didn't actually move out. She just moved across town.
And still is here.
And you had no idea?
No, yeah. It was a really crappy way to end a relationship. Very surprising.
Yeah,
But you know what? I'm good now. I'm happy now, you know, in a relationship now. And everything is good on my end. Everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Joining us on the phone.
Thank you, everyone, for your DMs. Absolutely love the DM deep dive. It's my favorite part of the show that we do every single day. And keep those DMs coming in so we can keep doing this. Thanks, Maria.
You got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. Time once again for the DM Deep Dive, going through socials and all the socials that you were sending your DMs to. Maria gets them, and this is how we formulate the DM Deep Dive.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
All right. This person wanted to remain anonymous, and they wrote in saying, just heard your recent deep dive where Mocha was talking about his new tattoos and the ones he wants to get. Everyone else on the show who has tattoos got them a long time ago. Mocha, why did you wait until you were older to get tattoos?
Well, when I started the show, I think I had 3 already. And then, I mean, listen, tattoos are expensive, right? Depending on who you go to. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be able to, I like to bulk tattoo. So I will book a session for, I don't know, like 5-6 hours. And I'll do 3 or 4, how many ever they could fit mm-hmm. into that session. And that costs a lot of money, right? So I just wanted to, like, save and get the right tattoo artist because, mm-hmm. you know, you got to be particular about that stuff. And over the years of doing this show, I had met some artists and I was like, yeah, their work is good, but it wasn't kind of exactly what I was looking for until I found this artist who I go to now all the time. And mm-hmm. he knows, like, what I like. I like his style. And I will twice a year book a bulk appointment with him.
You gonna do legs?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think I'll do legs.
No. What about like the when ladies get those 2 bows on the back of their thighs?
Oh my goodness.
No.
You're not
no.
gonna
no?
No. Okay. I don't know.
Why you want me to get bows on my thighs?
I don't know.
Nah, bruh.
I don't know. What about your lower back?
No, I'm not doing lower back.
No?
A tramp stamp?
Yeah.
No.
Aren't those coming back in style?
No.
The new tramp stamp is the one between the boobs.
Ah.
That's the new one. I got a buddy of mine that years ago that was where he got his first tattoo before they called it a tramp stamp.
Oh, really?
Was his lower back?
What did he get?
Just something awful like. It was like
barbed wire.
No, it was like some design, like Celtic thing or whatever.
Oh,
it was stupid.
Buddy.
But yeah. And
that's when you got to cover it up. But unfortunately, when you cover something like that up, you got to do like full back.
But the problem, that's his only tattoo.
The only one?
But usually those ones are for women, like the ones.
He didn't know. You go in, and you're not. Shemi, you got no tattoos.
No tats.
Damn it, Maura, you got that big tattoo.
The lamp.
The lamp.
Yep.
Maria, you got...
I got 3.
You got 3 tattoos. I got a bunch of tattoos. Yeah. Yeah, tattoos are fun. I like them.
I can't wait to get more.
Yeah.
Like what else we got here, Maria?
Destiny says, do y'all ever lose your voices?
Maria, let's start with you.
I permanently sound
have
like I have lost
it. Yeah. I don't know if she's still looking.
I mean, yeah. Still waiting for it to come back.
No, but like when you get sick, like really, really sick, do you lose your voice?
Yeah. Not even sick. Like if I've gone like away and stuff where I've lost my voice.
Yeah.
And I sound like a broken down train. Like there's nothing but like a hum coming out because you can't hear me. That's how bad I lose it when I do lose it.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Ross, you ever lose your voice? I don't lose.
No.
At least with this show.
No, I've never lost my voice. I've sounded like absolute hell before. Mm-hmm. But I will, like, if I do this show late in the week, and if I go home, and if I wind up falling asleep for like a half hour right after, when I wake up from that nap, I sound much different than I do.
Really?
Like I sound like I've lost my voice until I can then sort of work it up again.
Or drink some water.
Even that doesn't help.
I've had like a sore throat before where I couldn't necessarily yell or speak loudly.
Yeah.
In terms of losing my voice, when I had pneumonia, I lost my voice.
You did?
Mm. Yeah.
You just weren't around here.
Yeah.
Maura, you ever lost your voice?
After screaming at a concert, sure, but when I get sick, it just turns sexy.
Okay, pal. According to who?
The lady.
The lady! You can't even say that with confidence.
On behalf of the ladies, I don't think we agree.
The ladies.
Shem, you ever lose your voice?
I've lost my voice once. That was back in October, and I lost it for about a month and a half. When I say I lost it, it actually just changed.
Yeah.
Almost like I went through puberty. It was really, really strange.
Oh.
But it completely changed for about a month and a half or so.
Yeah, that's wild.
Weird, super weird.
Time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right, Taylor says, if you had to pick a plus one to bring to a wedding from the group, who are you picking?
Maria, go.
Shem.
Shem, go.
Maria.
Maury, go.
Roz.
Roz, go.
First of all, I would never go.
That's why I'm picking you. I get to leave early.
I would never go.
But let's just say you went. You got to bring a plus one. And it's got to be somebody from the show.
I'm fun to be around.
No. No, 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 no. No, I think that I would, I think I would bring Shem for various reasons. For For various reasons. No, because I if I don't want to feel involved, right, I know that Shem will be good time Charlie, right? Like Shem will be on the dance floor, right? Shem's going to be.
He's going to take the attention away from you.
Yeah, yeah. Like Shem will be the guy. They'll be. Everybody will think I'm great because I brought someone so fun. Right? And then it just takes the heat off me. You know what I mean?
And you become the hero,
right?
too.
Yeah, yeah. And then it shows people I got a black friend.
I'm your DEI wedding date?
Yeah.
Yo!
Right?
That is incredible.
Damn. Okay, this is where we end the DM deep dive. Thank you for sending in your DMs. We talk about them every day. These are the conversations that happen because of them. Maria,
right?
Amazing round of DMs today. Thank you.
You got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
DM Deep Dive happens on the show every day. All the DMs that you send in to any of the KISS social accounts, Maria gets them, and we talk about them on the show.
Maria, what do we have in the DMs today?
Okay, today, Tanya says, what is everyone's go-to barbecue item right now? Have you been cooking something a lot lately?
Let's start with Dammit Maury, who cooks on the roof of the condo. The communal barbecue.
Barbecues just went out. I like cooking Matthew some steaks and stuff. But my dad, for my birthday barbecue, cooked a mean cauliflower burger. Like literally barbecued cauliflower.
Is like, what do you make?
Steaks for Matthew.
What would you make for yourself?
Oh, I'll do vegetables now.
Yeah, just veggies.
Doesn't need anymore,
you don't need like any protein whatsoever. Where do you get your protein from?
I'll have an egg once in a while.
But not and even chickpeas. Like chicken?
Chickpeas. You can barbecue chickpeas.
Well, how? Don't they fall through the grill?
No, you can put them on, like, maybe you can put them on in a metal, like, strainer.
Like a frying pan on the stove,
Yeah, okay.
Why don't you do that?
Roz, we've been cooking a lot lately.
Jeez. I mean, like, Korean flat ribs. Yeah. I do those a lot. I'm big on rotisserie chicken.
Yeah?
I've done a couple of those in the last little while.
How long does it take?
Oh, I mean, it can take as long as you want, but, I mean, like, realistically, like, a couple hours.
Do you have a spit?
Yeah, yeah.
My barbecue came with one, and I haven't used it yet.
No, you never used it?
No, but I got one of those. It's from Broil King. You know the, they have, what's it called, beer can chicken?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a pan, but it's got, like, the shape of a beer can, and you just pop the chicken on top, and you surround it with, like, whatever you want, like vegetables or, you know, water, apple cider vinegar. So I've done that. I've never done, like, a rotisserie chicken
before. It's great, because you can go to the grocery store and buy the Swiss Chalet seasoning.
Oh,
you
right?
Yeah. Mix it. They tell you to put too much water in it, though. I always put more oil than water when I do my mixture of it, and then put the whole chicken because you buy little chickens, right? Yeah. Put the whole chicken in like a Ziploc. Make your marinade mixture. Fire that in. Let it sit there. You can let it sit there all night if you want to. Take the thing out. It's going to be all goopy and wonderful. Stick it on your spit, and then I always buy a second package of that seasoning and mix it with even more oil for basting while it's going on, right? And then fire it on there. I swear to God, it's the greatest thing. But what I also do is I buy a pack of wings as well, and then I put the wings on a non-flame part of the barbecue, and I cook them indirectly and full wings, tip and everything, with the same chalet seasoning, because that's my favorite part of a Swiss Chalet, like rotisserie chicken. And then so I have a little tiny chicken that is all of that, and then I'll have like 10 wings on the side. Like ordering just the wings from Swiss Chalet. It's so good.
This time of year, it's always, I don't have like one thing, it's always, you know, staples. You mentioned Korean short ribs.
Yeah,
so
always.
We do that, we do steaks, I'll do burgers, I'll do chicken, I'll do like a lot of spadooch.
Yeah.
Right?
Flank steak is my new steak. If I cook if I cook a steak on the actual barbecue, it's only flank steak.
Yeah.
Because you got to cook it for a long time.
Maria, you've said earlier this year that this summer was going to be the summer that you were going to learn how to barbecue without burning anything.
Yes. Or myself.
Has that process started?
Without your dad, right?
Without my dad.
Yeah, without your dad.
Has that process started yet?
No, I don't know how to turn the barbecue on.
Oh. Are you going to ask your dad how to?
Yeah. Like, we have an indoor grill. I grilled pita bread the other day.
No, we're talking outside.
Outdoor with the gas and the
everything. Yeah. I'll do it when it's warm. I'm not going out there when it's cold.
When it's warm?
Yeah, like, if I'm in a barbecue.
You're going to get, like, 20-some degrees later. We want it to be 40 outside.
No, warm. I'm wearing a sweater. It's not warm.
Maria,
I want it to be like 32.
You're inside with air conditioning.
Yeah, Maria, it was 30 degrees last week.
When?
You were inside with your sweater. You didn't know. Cheesecake, really quick. Do you barbecue? And if so, what do you? What's your go-to?
Well, I live in a condo, so I don't get a chance to really do it outside. But when I have,
do they have them in the building?
No, not in the building. But when I have though, I'm big on sausages.
Sausage, yeah, baby.
Ooh,
big on sausages.
I like spicy sausages.
I think we should all barbecue something and share.
No.
Good chat.
No.
Yeah.
What do I want? Your
chickpeas?
Your dozen chickpeas?
No offense, I don't think anybody wants anything I'm barbecuing
right?
yet.
Maria's going to
get raw or overcooked.
Yeah.
Anyway, no. Next DM, please, Maria.
I have a bite of Shem sausage, though.
Nice.
I'm into that.
Me first.
Wow. Vincent says, what made Roz want to cut out coffee and how hard was it to do so? And I'm actually interested in this too, Roz. So
I started to really not enjoy coffee. And it was really, I used to love coffee. Like I used to love coffee. And then for some weird reason, I stopped enjoying coffee in the morning, right? Coffee in the afternoon was fine. I was still okay with that, but I stopped enjoying it. And I stopped loving coffee. And then I asked Catherine one day, I'm like, what teas do you have that can still kind of give me like a little bit of a boost that like maybe coffee does? But I it was too heavy. I didn't like the flavor anymore. Mm. And I just wanted to get off it because I had been drinking a lot of coffee years ago. And then I got myself down to like one cup a day. And I find anyway that with if I have a big Yeti mug in front of me, I would fill this full of coffee. Mm-hmm. Right. And I would just sort of drink it throughout the show. And I would drink maybe a quarter of it and then I'd be sick of it. But with tea, I can put tea in here and I'll drink this until noon today.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And it doesn't bother me. And
you put
I love
two tea
it.
Bags
and
in
I,
it, right?
I use two tea bags.
But it stays hot because the
but
Yeti.
But it stays hot.
Yeah.
But for me, I only ever liked a little bit of coffee, right? Like I only like a small, like tiny coffee.
And what kind of tea? Just any? Or
I use
like orange pico, English breakfast?
A ginger green.
Oh, okay. Very nice. That's good for your stomach.
Green tea with ginger.
Well, did you find it hard? Like, because I've tried to cut down coffee a lot, and I have, but I found in the beginning, like, I would get caffeine headaches like none other, to the point where, like, I was, like, shaky.
Yeah.
Can I give you a piece of advice, Maria?
Yeah.
Because I'm the exact same way, and I recently tried to cut out coffee, but I was getting those headaches, and it was bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
I switched to decaf, so I still get the coffee flavor, and it's, like, I don't know, like 10%
there's
caffeine.
There's a tiny, tiny,
but you
tiny
still get the joy of having a coffee. That's
I've
what
cut my coffee down. Like, I used to have, like, what you, Roz, you said you had, like, 8 once a day, whereas, I used to have, like, 5-6. Now I'm at, like, 2-3. But I try to cut it off at like noon.
Oh, also, now that I think about it, Catherine bought a coffee maker that I hated.
Okay.
And that was part of the reason, too, I remember.
Why?
Because
why did you hate it?
I hated it. It was like a...
It was too tough to make?
No, it was stupid.
Or?
It was a stupid coffee maker. It was a stupid coffee maker because I never wanted to make a full pot, and it never made it hot enough. And so I was taking the coffee that the coffee maker made and then putting it in a mug and then putting the mug in the microwave. And it just pissed me off.
You should have just thrown the coffee maker out.
I did. I went and got the old one.
Oh,
out
shoot.
Of the cupboard. Yeah.
Oh, what'd she say? Yeah,
nothing. What can she say? She's not listening right now. What can she say?
That, ladies and gentlemen, is what happens when you send in the DMs to us. Keep them coming in because we chat about them every day. Perfect round today, Maria. Thank you.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
All right, here we go. Time for the DM Deep Dive. My favorite part of the show, and we do this every day.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Roz. Dion says, you are all highly influential people.
Thank you.
What's one piece of advice or learning that you can tell people right now?
Great question. Roz, we'll start with you.
Oh, God.
Okay, Maria, we will start with you. Roz, you think about it.
Can you come back to me?
Maury, we will start with you.
You didn't give me a chance to think.
Okay, Shem, you want to go?
Yeah, no problem. Honestly, and this is advice that I would take for myself, and I don't always take for myself, which is to live. Like, actually live. Don't live
like
to
make
work.
It through the night?
No.
That sleep apnea machine?
Yo, you talk to him, C-Poppy.
Live. Live.
Yes.
Yeah.
I meant just me.
Like, just don't die.
I could articulate it that bad. Yeah.
Yeah, so
just
live. Yeah.
Just breathe.
Yeah. Do every day, just inhale and then make sure you exhale.
You know some women get that tattoo on their wrist? Breathe.
Breathe.
Just to remind me. Shem actually needs that, but you need it on both wrists and your thighs.
Why my thighs?
Because when you're sitting on the toilet, we might lose you. Due to circulation mixed with the apnea. I'd write it on the ceiling if I were you, Shem.
Oh, my God.
I'd put it everywhere.
Wow.
I'd put it everywhere.
Shem regrets asking to be picked first.
I should have just passed like everybody else.
Okay. Does anyone have one? Like, I have one.
Sure.
Ready to go,
I have one now, yeah.
Okay, Maury, go ahead.
Leave your crap at the door. Like, if you had a bad day or whatever, you go home, leave your stuff at the door. And
bro,
don't
you
let
never,
it,
that's your bro. Advice? You don't take that advice.
Yeah,
you don't take your own advice? No.
He doesn't bring, he brings his crap to work.
Yes.
He doesn't bring his crap home.
I leave it
in
the hall and take it with
no,
me.
No, you don't. You leave some of it in the hall. You bring it in. You sprinkle some in this room.
I think he said when he goes home.
You didn't listen to me. Don't take it home.
When he goes home.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah, but even still, like the home stuff makes it in here.
Hey, dude, just live.
Yeah, no. Matthew should be getting it the worst, and I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
That's your husband. That's his job.
Maria, you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. Mine's kind of like a two-parter, but it's like one, keep your friend group small and never settle.
Okay.
No problem. No friends.
Never settle. Never settle on what?
Never settle like in just general. Like it could be in love. It could be in a job that you aren't really sure about. Like I just think that you should never take what's less than what you deserve.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Roz, you got one before I say?
No.
Okay. So again, read the question again from Dion.
You are all highly influential people. What's one piece of advice or learning that you can tell people right now?
I give you the one my dad always says.
Okay. Like,
okay.
It's waiting for you to say, sure, go. He always
says, be rude and be like, no, we don't have time.
I don't know. He always says, set little goals so they're easier to achieve.
Yeah, that's specific to you, though, Maury.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're out of time. Thanks, Maury.
Oh,
next DM, please, damn. Maria. And I had a real good one. Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Maria.
I bet it was.
All right. Jessica says, on episode 1073 of the Retro Podcast, it was around the new year, you, Shem, and Maury named your 2025 goals. Since it's almost halfway through the year, how are your goals going?
Remind us of the goals again,
okay,
please, Maria.
Okay, so it was for Shem to lose weight, Maury to have more me time, and Maria to move out.
Okay. More meat time?
Me time.
Oh, me time.
Well, I mean, meat time could also be worthwhile.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay,
I apologize.
Maria, the goal of moving out.
It's going, but I mean, I saw a stat the other day that says for the average person now who makes $26 an hour is borderline poverty if they're on their own. So, it's tough out there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm moving out on my own, like, right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you, like, actively looking? You're still, like, saving and stuff
I'm
like that?
I'm just still saving. At the end of the day, like, it's so tough. Like, I don't want to put myself in a position where, like, I'm living in stress because, like, I can't afford anything.
No, but are you, like, still looking just to see what prices are and kind of following?
Right now, every time I look, the prices just keep getting worse.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, sucks. I'm taking a break from looking right now.
Are you
right
looking to buy a place or rent a place?
It'll be rent. I can't afford to buy right now.
Yeah. Dan Mamori, having more meat time.
I'm doing great on that. So I go to the gym often, and now I've set aside time on Fridays to do Friday night dinner with Matthew. Mm-hmm. So definitely working on the me time thing, and I think I'm doing great.
All right, 2 for 2. Here we go, Shemmy. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I don't want to break that trend.
Okay.
Nope, not at all. No, not at all. But, you know, I originally I said I wanted to lose, I think, like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, 30 pounds is good.
Hey.
Because, like, I feel like.
You celebrate.
Yeah, because I just feel like.
But what have you lost?
Oh, like 3.
Oh, okay.
Like, not much.
Hey, you know
not
what?
Much.
And I'll tell you
what my big thing has been. There's been 2 things. I go for walks now, which is really good. I've always been very, well, not always, but lately I've been very inactive.
In your neighborhood?
Yo, honestly, ever since Roz rewatched Boys in the Hood, yo, his attitude and mental has just been, like, off the charts.
Sorry, you go for walks.
Yo, you don't live on Crenshaw, bro.
I apologize.
That's so good.
I shouldn't have said that. That was bad.
That's so good.
Hey, do you track?
I don't even know where you live.
Do you track steps or anything like that, Shem? Or heart rate, something like that?
No. And the reason I don't is because I don't want to I don't want to psych myself out. I just want to just do it. I just want to walk and just sort of do it freely, right?
You know what'll help? Do you want my Fitbit? I have a Fitbit that I don't use anymore.
Oh.
You are more than welcome to have it. And you just put it on only when you walk, right?
Yeah.
And then that walk, you look at it and you don't have to compete with yourself whatsoever. But it's just like, hey, I achieved this goal. Good for me. And then I'll wear it the next day. And maybe you crack that goal the following walk or whatever.
Doesn't the phone track the phone it as well?
It's a little inaccurate, but just don't become obsessed with the numbers because I became so obsessed with my Apple Watch numbers, my workout, my steps, my exercise goal that I had to actually stop working out without it because it became like a mental battle for me. Yeah. So just don't get to that point if you're going to use it.
Yeah, that's my challenge.
But I like Shem's thought, though, is like don't track it because then it becomes like, you know, just go for a walk.
That's why I stopped wearing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. Yeah,
or in Shem's neighborhood, a run sometimes.
All right, this is the DM Deep Dive. We do this on the show every day. That was great. Thanks, Maria.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the Seeker app.